The coronavirus is not, as we know, a computer virus, but cybersecurity experts are warning that it could lead to virtual infections. Here's what they mean. Many companies that usually handle sensitive information in their offices are now telling employees to work from home. And as WBUR's Callum Borchers reports now, that can make them more vulnerable to hackers, especially if those workers browse certain websites that they wouldn't visit when the boss is watching.
You probably know digital acronyms like LOL and OMG, and maybe even NSFW. That's not safe for work, and it's a warning for, well, let's just say it, porn. Porn is one of hackers' favorite tools, and it may be more effective if a company's employees decide what's not safe for work is safe for working from home during the coronavirus outbreak.
I mean, adult sites have always been like in the top three categories of websites hosting malicious content.
This is Tyler Moffitt. He's the senior threat researcher at Webroot, which was acquired by Boston-based Carbonite last year and is now part of a bigger company called OpenText.
So yeah, I would say that that is a reasonable assumption that we're going to see an increase due to porn at home. You know, these cyber criminals, they're seizing on this opportunity during a difficult time of, you know, quarantine and pandemic outbreak.
The website Pornhub says traffic is indeed spiking during the outbreak. But even workers who aren't surfing porn may be susceptible to hacks because they're doing their jobs at home, says Tom Kellerman. He's the head of cybersecurity strategy at VMware, whose cybersecurity division is based in Waltham.
There has been a dramatic increase of cybercrime and cyber attacks over the past 2 weeks targeting Americans. As the greater hacker community of the world appreciates that Americans are now working outside of their corporate firewalls.
Kellerman and other security experts say they can't quantify the increase, but they offer some examples of what they're seeing. Many attempted hacks prey on fear and desperation, says Peter Bauer. He's CEO of Mimecast, a British firm whose North American headquarters is in Watertown.
We're seeing things like scams going out via email that are posing as Costco, luring people in to be able to stock up on emergency things.
Hackers don't really want to sell you toilet paper and Purell, obviously. So what do they want? FBI Director Christopher Wray explained some of the motivations when he spoke at Boston College this month, shortly before such public gatherings were banned.
They're targeting companies producing everything from proprietary rice seeds to software for wind turbines to high-end medical devices. And they're not just targeting innovation and R&D. They're going after cost and pricing information, internal strategy documents, pretty much anything.
Anything that could be held for ransom or sold to a competitor, perhaps in China, says Ray. There's no perfect defense against hacks, but workers can lower their risk by practicing something called
digital hygiene.
This is Andy Ellis, Chief Security Officer of Akamai Technologies in Cambridge.
At the same time that every time you walk into the bathroom, you should wash your hands for 20 seconds and scrub, and you take that good time. You need to do the same thing when you're working in the electronic world.
Ellis says good digital hygiene can include cleaning old documents out of your Dropbox or Google Drive so they're not just sitting there if your account is compromised. It can also include staying off porn sites. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Callum Borchers.